At Kroger, we work with local farms right in our own backyard to bring you food that's fresher than fresh. From homegrown watermelon that makes your mouth water to crisp corn picked right around the corner. Come pick out some yourself, because shopping for local produce should be as easy as shopping at your local Kroger. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You can save an extra $10 when you spend $40 or more on a great selection of participating items. Just look for the signs and save at Kroger.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray any sisters listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I ask that any sisters listening today starts to really understand the dangers of idolatry and just how easy it is, and that she starts to see and have revealed to her her own idols in her life. Ask all these prayers you bless in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, this is Isaiah chapter 42, starting at verse 17. It says, "They shall be turned back, they shall be greatly ashamed, that trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, ye are our gods." And then this is Daniel chapter 9. Starting at verse 7, it says, this is when Daniel's praying and interceding for the Jews, okay, when they're in captivity, okay, and confessing their sins before the Lord. It says, "O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as to this day, to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near and far off." Okay, "through the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespass that they have trespassed against thee." You really need to start humbling yourself, because if you have any idols, okay, and they're removed, you're going to, just like scripture says, you're going to be in a place of confusion, a place of confusion and shame, and then how it says turned back, okay? Because you have to understand, for example, talking the other day about grocery stores, okay? Churches is another big one, okay? Churches are shutting down, and they're shutting down because the Lord's shutting them down, okay? There's a lot of hirelings out there and a lot of churches that are lukewarm, and some that are just full on, you know, just not teaching the truth at all, okay, and are completely apostate, okay? It varies in degrees, but even being lukewarm, okay, this is a book of Deuteronomy, you can't be like that, okay? You have to understand God is going to be doing things, and during times of judgment, okay, he provides for his people, but it's more direct, okay? It's not through the structures and institutions and things that you're used to, because he has to deal with people, and when he deals with them, okay, he goes directly and takes things, okay, like food, okay, like it says in scripture, okay, famines and stuff like that, okay. So what that means is things like, you know, we talked about grocery stores, okay, and if your heart and your mind, or again, if he's dealing with, you know, churches that are false, and he's, you know, removing them, you know, the wheat from the tares, you know, and you happen to be in a church that's a tare, okay, but you don't know it, and it goes, but you're an idolater, okay, and you're so hooked on a building, okay, and people and man, and he removes that from you, you're going to be confused, you're going to be ashamed, you're going to be turned back, you're going to be, what's going on? I don't understand, Lord, why have you left me? Why have you forsaken me? And you're wrong. He's there, okay? He's just going to provide in a different way. And that's where, once again, you really need to humble yourself. You really need to just be searching for any sort of idols and things like that so you can avoid this. Because when it happens, if you are an idolater and that thing gets yanked in front, you think, this is how God provides for me. This is his source and structure. Okay, but he decides to remove it and change things on you because he can. He's God. Okay, he can do whatever he wants. Okay, all right. He can move. He's the same. He still provides for you. But if he decides to move to a different avenue, a different way of taking care of you, a different way of providing what you need in a different place to deal with you about your idolatry, you need to own that. Okay, you need to own it. All right. You need to see that. You need to repent and go, I'm sorry, I'm an idolater. I need to get rid of that. I understand you're God. You are almighty. You are all powerful. You can provide any way you want to. You can give me what I need any way you want to. You want to take my church? It's gone. I've got you. That's all I need. Okay? You want to take my job? Okay? And provide for me a different way? Okay. You own me. I'm yours. However you want. You're God. You do whatever you want. I know that your word won't be broken. I know you will take care of me. I believe. Okay? Because otherwise you can find yourself in a place of, like it says, being turned back, ashamed, confused, and just lost. And it's really bad. Because then you're in a place thinking God has left you, and you're wrong. You're just wrong. Okay? He's there. You're just an idolater, and you need to repent. Okay? So I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I ask for any sister that's starting her day today, that she just really turns to you and starts to see you more and more, like just how big and mighty and powerful you are, and how you just don't need, you don't need anything. Everything comes from you, and that you can do whatever you want, and that you're absolutely trustworthy in all ways and shapes and forms. You're completely reliable, and we can trust you, even if you change things from the way that we're used to and that we're comfortable with. You know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Ask all these praises by Jesus' name, amen.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal